97.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pre-Christmas shopping turned terrifying in Killeen, Texas Saturday when a driver leading police on a high-speed chase plowed his pickup truck through the doors of a JCPenney and kept driving through the store. He was eventually shot and killed by a state trooper. ABC's Zareen Shah has more.
Four people were taken to the hospital. One took themselves to the ER. The injuries ranging from minor to severe. Now, there were some initial reports of a possible active shooter, but officials stress that was not the case. Only the suspect was shot.
Law enforcement on alert for vehicle attacks on holiday events after Friday's incident at a market in Magdeburg, Germany, that killed five people. Suspects in custody. Authorities say he's a 50-year-old man originally from Saudi Arabia with Islamophobic views. Two Navy pilots ejected safely from their F-A-18 fighter plane. It was hit over the Red Sea in what the Navy called a friendly fire incident. One suffered minor injuries. Today's expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the year. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin is grieving after Monday's school shooting. And on top of that, people have their own struggles dealing with a death or broken relationships or just being physically far away from loved ones. It can make it feel like there's a cloud over the holidays. Crystal Blair reports.
According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 64% of people with depression report the holidays just make them feel worse. Corewell Health psychiatrist Dr. Ebrahim Sablaban offers a surprising insight. He says sadness is one of the most universal human emotions and should be embraced.
The worst thing somebody can do is really try to suppress feeling human, really suppressed, feeling lonely, feeling sad, feeling a sense of loss. It's very easy to say, oh, I need to get my mind off of so-and-so who passed away, but that's not the healthy way forward.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, help is available 24/7. Call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, to connect with someone for free and confidential support. While many enjoy snowy holiday scenes, the state's long winters and reduced daylight can also worsen depression, especially for those with seasonal affective disorder. Dr. Sablaban advises sharing emotions with trusted family and friends and reflecting on happy memories of loved ones.
To be able to embrace the traditions and the things that you shared with that individual, even if they're not in your presence, to be able to keep those things alive.
Mental health professionals also emphasize that while family traditions can provide comfort and remembrance, it's okay to let go if they become too painful. Explore new ways to celebrate, and over time, new traditions will naturally evolve. I'm Crystal Blair.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers get ready for Monday night.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the New Orleans Saints. Green Bay will be without safety Javon Bullard and linebacker Quay Walker, both with ankle injuries. Jaire Alexander practiced all week but remains questionable. But Matt LaFleur says, knock on wood, right now the team's pretty healthy.
I just think that this is such an unpredictable sport in regards to when guys get injured or whatnot. So we're in a good spot right now.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Wizards 112-101. Bobby Portis with 34 points for Milwaukee. College hoops, Marquette held on to win on the road at Xavier 72-70. Cam Jones had 20 points. Head coach Shaka Smart, though, asked how he would grade him.
B-. I'm hard on him. There's nobody I'd rather have in the country. I wouldn't trade anyone for Cam Jones, but he can be better. He can be more efficient. He has to understand that if he doesn't have an angle, he's got to get to 2 feet. And he's got to be strong with the ball.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly sunny skies today, a south breeze and highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, we'll have a chance of some drizzle, snow, and light freezing rain. Temperatures will drop into the upper 20s. A light wintry mix continues into Monday. It's 15 at our studios.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pete Schwabe, Tom and Amy's boy, and host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. This year, do yourself and the Earth a favor and skip the card. No one cares what it says, and most don't even read it. I know I don't. Just Venmo cash. Aw, yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.
Hey, folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house, too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sopecki joins us in another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
This is the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Morning, everybody. I call this our candlelight Christmas. The last program before Christmas. And by the way, at 3:21 this morning, winter officially began. Now that you're all cheered up. What is that quote? If winter comes, can spring be far behind? It was a movie title starring Walter Pidgeon, I remember. Oh, in the late 40s, I'm guessing MGM Studios. I think it's a good guess. We'll be here till high noon. Welcome all stations, and lay back and enjoy. Get that extra coffee and you'll be ready. With a few surprises, a lot of nostalgia, and, well, that's the radio with Christmas. It's our job, huh? The music of the stars. Johnny Mann will be first. Randy Newman wrote a song, and Johnny Mann, I think, did the best version of it. Not that there were that many versions, but Johnny Mann. Once again, good morning. Here's that song.
Snow fills the fields we used to know, and the
Johnny Man, 1966. Great album.
Henry Mancini. We have now two of my own TV themes. One is very new and the other is from back a few years. We'd like to bring back the Mike Sam Singers doing the theme from the Richard Boone Show, which is called How Soon, and then Peter Gunn.
Mancini wrote that for the Richard Boone Show. Those were the Mike Sam Singers. The year 1964. Thank you. Hank Mancini's own chorus and orchestra on his album Dear Heart. On RCA Victor, Jack Jones. Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network.
Soon, the lonely nights will be ended. Soon, two hearts as one will be blended. I found the happiness I've waited for. The only girl that I was fated for. Soon, a little cottage will find us safe. With all our cares far behind us. The day your mind, the world will be in tune. Let's make that day come soon.
Jack Jones with Harry Rabinowitz leading the UK Symphony Orchestra. Nice tune. It's the Gershwins, George and Ira. Is it too soon to play By the way, we'll be on New Year's Eve with the music of the stars for the new year, 7 till 1 a.m.
All too soon we had to part. The moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dream. All too soon. All too sweet was our affair, and you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone all too soon. I knew the strange that only you and love could bring. But as I reached the heights, the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I, our love deserves another try. For you whispered goodbye all too soon. I knew the strange delights that only you and love could bring. But as I reached the heights, the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I, our love deserves another try. For you whispered goodbye all too soon.
First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. This is Duke Ellington. And I want to talk about your favorite movie. I think it is. It's A Wonderful Life. And the way it started. There's still one cast member living. Zuzu Grimes. Duke Ellington at the keyboard. Started out with a short story written by, Philip Van Doren Stern. Yeah. Ever get where you can't read your own writing? You too, huh? Well, the story he had written called The Greatest Gift was printed up by Philip and sent it out as a pamphlet Christmas card. Remember Christmas cards? Reader's Scope magazine said, oh, can we publish this? Can you? But the title was The Greatest Gift - A Christmas Tale. Well, RKO Radio Studios bought that story that year. 80 years ago today. And it was supposed to be Cary Grant. And they thought, RKO thought, well, let's get a screenplay. Let's see, we'll get Clifford Odets and Dalton Trumbo, but nothing really came together. Not until Frank Capra came on the scene. See, Capra had just been demobilized from the American Army. And he started a company called Liberty Films with veterans. William Wyler, George Stevens. Well, Frank Capra, brilliant, brilliant director. He read dozens of scripts. Finally, RKO Studio Chief, Charles Kerner, that's it. He said, here's a project if you want it. Well, he loved it, Capra. And they sold it to him from Liberty Films. And for George Bailey, he said, we need Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy was just out of the Air Force. And let's see, Mary Bailey. I'm going to get a young contract player from MGM, Donna Reed. And the picture was a flop. Go figure. Let's talk about that picture, shall we? The music of the stars is on the air. Oh, here is the Dmitri Tiomkin score. We'll be right back. The Music of the Stars, that's Dmitri Tiomkin, one of my favorite composers for film. The Music of the Stars. Well, even though nobody went to see it when it came out, it was nominated for 5 Oscars. Best Picture, Actor, Director. A lot of good messages, timeless ones, all about hope and good over evil. Music of the Stars. Some stories about It's a Wonderful Life right here on The Music of the Stars. Some of the behind the scenes notes. Starred a young lady from Racine, Ellen Corby. She said, during the run on the Bailey Building and loan, I wanted $17 out of my account. Well, we had rehearsed that over and over. And then Mr. Capra came up to me and said, I want you to get $17.50, Ellen Corby. Well, Jimmy Stewart in real life didn't expect that, you see. He was expecting to say $17. That's what they rehearsed. So he ad-libbed Jimmy Stewart, his reaction, and I kissed her. Ellen Corby, Ellen Hansen, her real name. Played Mrs. Davis and It's a Wonderful Life. That was the week of June 13, 1946. Zuzu Grimes. Join her on Facebook. She'd love it. Said it was the week of June 13, 1946, the war had ended, and people were just getting back to normal. I was a kid actor. I was 4 1/2. Going to be 5 in November. That 1/2 year when you're a kid, that's a big deal. Mom would wake me up real early. Still dark outside. We take the bus, then transfer to the streetcar, the red cars. In Los Angeles, they were still operating. And all the shops were opening. I remember them opening, and I was waiting for the streetcar. We showed up at RKO. That was in Culver City, right down the street from MGM. Now, Zuzu had already done a bunch of pictures for MGM. Walked onto the stage and going through those two big doors, a little room there, and the doors were too big for the little Zuzu. She said the big buildings always have a smell. I remember the one at RKO smelled like cookies. I remember the nice memory it brings back. She goes, people were going around doing, well, whatever it was they were doing, and I'd go over and check in at the schoolroom. Yeah, the kids ought to go to school, you know, in real life. Then a little bit of makeup. Kids don't need much. Took a couple of weeks to film all the stuff with the kids. I remember Frank Capra. He's very patient. And he said, do you know what I mean when I say this? I'd say, oh, I did. There was a scene with Jimmy Stewart. I'm putting tinsel on his head. Do you remember that? And all of a sudden, Jimmy pulls her, Zuzu, and pulls her into his face. Well, they rehearsed that a few times and then a couple of takes. I'm wearing a Santa Claus mask around her neck. And every time Jimmy pulled her in, the rough inside of the mask would scratch her face. But she was a trooper. Great picture. Story of small town America. Bedford Falls, supposed to be about 30,000 in this fictional city. The main street was 3 blocks long, built in the San Fernando Valley. No, it's not a real town. It was built at the RKO Ranch. I'm told it still exists. You know, they changed it for scene after scene, so it didn't look all the same. The trees a little bigger. The neon signs had to be different. So there's the street in the summer of 1943. Do you remember the name of the street? Think hard now. Genesee Street. Huh. There they are in the summer of 43. World War II is raging. And then in the winter, snow on the ground, and they had machines to make the snow. That snow was asbestos. They could have used cornflakes. They used to use cornflakes for snow back then in the movies, but Frank Capra didn't want that crunching. Jimmy Stewart once said, of all the movies I've made, and he didn't want to act anymore after the war. He didn't really. But he said, of all my pictures, It's a Wonderful Life. That's my favorite. Carl Schweitzer is in the movie Alfalfa. You can see him in the picture when Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed lock eyes. He's talking to Donna Reed. Not everybody liked that picture. Bosley Crowther of the New York Times said, for all its characteristic humors, it's a figment of simple Pollyanna platitudes, end quote. Henry Travers, a great actor, God help him, was the guardian angel, Clarence Oddbody. Also in Bells of St. Mary, remember? Henry Travers was a villain in some movie, and I just can't quite recall it right now, but the topic is It's a Wonderful Life. And what a picture. In so many ways. There's a song called It's a Wonderful Life. You don't hear it in the picture. It was cut out. His wife had been married. I'm talking about Russell Brown. Also wrote Tie a Yellow Ribbon. One of my favorite character actors is Charles Lane. He's always the guy with process serving and Petticoat Junction. Charles Lane, brilliant actor. At the end of his life, he spent a lot of time chasing golf balls around Los Angeles. But Charles Lane didn't remember much about working on the picture. He said, just a job, and that's all I did. But I like working with Frank Capra. If you work for a pro like that, you can expect the best. You know, if you got a poster of It's a Wonderful Life, you can get $4,000 for that if it's in mint condition. There's still a lively market in still pictures from It's a Wonderful Life. Republic Pictures finally got the rights to that, and they forgot to rule to reserve the copyright as this classic, It's a Wonderful Life, so the movie was unprotected. So they can use the movie at any time by anybody. Isn't any wonderful that's in wide distribution? Somebody bought the picture in the mid-50s, a company called M&A Alexander. They owned about, 200 already movies plus. So you could call it laziness or inattention, extreme malfeasance, but in 73, the copyright expired. Well, all the TV programmers said, look, free movies, and they were making videotapes on that.
I owe everything to George Bailey. Help him, dear father.
Joseph, Jesus, and Mary, help my friend, Mr. Bailey.
Help my son, George, tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight.
Please, God, something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
Hello, Joseph. Trouble?
Looks like we'll have to send someone down. A lot of people asking for help for a man named George Bailey.
George Bailey? Yes, tonight's his crucial night. You're right. We'll have to send someone down immediately. Whose turn is it?
That's why I came to see you, sir. It's that clockmaker's turn again.
Oh, Clarence hasn't got his wings yet, has he?
We've passed him up right along. Because, you know, sir, he's got the IQ of a rabbit.
Yes, but he's got the faith of a child. Simple. Joseph, send for Clarence.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help.
Splendid. Is he sick?
No, worse. He's discouraged. At exactly 10:45 p.m. Earth time, that man will be thinking seriously of throwing away God's greatest gift.
Oh, dear, dear, his life. Then I've only an hour to dress. What are they wearing now?
You will spend that hour getting acquainted with George Bailey.
Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, I mean, might I perhaps win my wings? I've been waiting for over 200 years now, sir, and people are beginning to talk.
What's that book you've got there?
Oh, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Poor George. Sit down.
Sit down? What do we...
If you're going to help a man, you want to know something about him, don't you?
Well, naturally, of course.
Well, keep your eyes open. See the town?
Where? I don't see a thing.
Oh, I forgot. You haven't got your wings yet. Now, look, I'll help you out. Concentrate. Begin to see something?
Why, yes. This is amazing.
If you ever get your wings, you'll see all by yourself.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, who's that?
That's your problem, George Bailey.
A boy?
That's him when he was 12, back in 1919. Something happens here you'll have to remember later on.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Dance for the light of the moon. As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, pretty little girl I chanced to meet under the silvery moon.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Thanks for the light of the moon.
I asked this guy, Bell to be my wife, be my wife, be my wife, and I'd be happy all my life. Skip to Maloo, my darling.
Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight? Thanks for the light of the moon.
I know. He didn't go.
That's right. Not only that, but he gave his school money to his brother Harry and sent him to college. Harry became a football star, made second team All-American.
Yeah, but what happened to George?
George got 4 years older waiting for Harry to come back and take over the building and loans.
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know, $8,000.
George, I've got a little paper.
I'll bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to jail. Merry Christmas. Reporters, where's Mary? Mary! Oh, look at this wonderful old drafty house. Mary! 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 Have you seen my wife?
George, darling, where have you gone?
Oh, George, Mary, George.
Oh, let me touch you. Let me touch you. Are you real?
George.
Well, you have no idea what's happened to me.
You have no idea what happened. It's a miracle.
Who's gonna come, Daddy?
Who, Daddy?
Come in, Uncle Billy. Everybody.
Please, Mary,
in here.
George.
Mary did it. She told some people you were in trouble with it. They scattered all over town collecting money.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare. Then your lips cling to mine. It's one of a hill, and we gaze at the earth and the sky. I turn to you, and you melt in my arms. There we are, darling, only you and I. What a moment to share! It's wonderful, wonderful. Oh, so wonderful, my love. The world is full of wondrous things, it's true. But they wouldn't have much meaning without you. Some quiet evening I sit by your side, and we're lost in a world of our own. I feel the glow of your unspoken love. I'm aware of the treasure.
Mr. Gower cabled you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop. Oh. Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
In the middle of it, as soon as I got Mary's telegram. Good idea, Ernie. A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
And a boy Clarence.
Thank you.
Save the fortunes that the fortune cookies tell. I got a lucky penny and a mustard seed, but a warm and tender love is all I need.
Now stand by for news. This is Shelby Flint. And when we come back, a look at Carolyn Zuzu Grimes. Still with us, the last remaining cast member of It's a Wonderful Life. I'm Lou Vergani and the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Congress avoided a government shutdown by passing a short-term funding bill that President Biden signed early Saturday. But it was the third effort. It came after vocal objections to the first two proposals from President-elect Trump and from Elon Musk. ABC's Mary Alice Park explains the political stakes.
A lot of Democrats just blasting Republicans for letting Musk have so much sway, asking if the richest man on earth is going to have to sign off on every piece of legislation that they negotiate. And some Republicans asking if Speaker Mike Johnson should be replaced after the chaos of this week.
Two U.S. Navy pilots ejected from their F-A-18 over the Red Sea when it was shot down by the guided missile cruiser USS Gettysburg. Central Command called it a friendly fire incident. One of the two pilots suffered minor injuries. Today expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the year. AAA says the majority of people traveling this holiday season opting to drive. This is ABC.